What's your favorite book, Yael?
That's a tough one, Don. There are so many I love. Great Expectations, Native Son, A Farewell to Arms, Mrs. Dalloway. It would be impossible to choose just one.
Aha. I've always thought that you're a pretty open-minded person, but now it makes even more sense.
What do you mean? And what does this have to do with a moment of science?
Well, a 2013 study at the University of Toronto has shown that reading literature is excellent mental conditioning for becoming more open-minded.
Interesting. What gives literature this special power?
Excellent question. It turns out that reading fictional stories prompts a mental response that's distinct from what happens when you read nonfiction texts like newspapers and essays. Literature releases us from the pressures of real-world decision-making and lets us enter the mindset of characters who are often very different from ourselves.
That makes sense. I know I'm not as imaginative or impulsive as Anne of Green Gables, but it's sure fun to see the world through her eyes when I'm reading.
Here's the amazing thing. During the time you're reading about and thinking like Anne, you're also reducing what psychologists call your need for cognitive closure. People who need a lot of cognitive closure get frustrated or anxious when they face confusing or complex situations. They often jump to conclusions before fully thinking things through.
That's no good.
Precisely. This closed mental state can be damaging to rationality and creativity. Luckily, though, the simple act of opening up a book and diving into the world of a new character can also open us up to new ways of thinking we might never have considered before.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.